Welcome to the New and Living Way Church Ikorodu, where we bring to you teachings inspired by the Spirit of the Living God for the work of salvation through His ministers. Be blessed as you listen.
Father, even as we look into your word, Sunday school this morning, we ask for help. We ask for help, Lord. We ask that you speak for the burden in the heart of your servants. Lord, we pray, Jesus, that you would help us. You would help myself even as I teach about today's lesson. You would give me authority. You would give me the mouth to speak in the name of Jesus. And I ask, Lord God, for understanding for every heart also in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Amen. So we continue our lesson today. Today's topic is the prayer, casting your cares. Hallelujah. How many of us have been blessed by this Sunday school series? Hallelujah. I've been tremendously blessed myself too, you know, intentionally. Sometimes when I'm praying, in fact, when I'm praying, I know I'm intentional about it. Sometimes when I want to pray, I know that, okay, this is prayer of intercession. I'm praying on behalf of this person. I'm praying. I want to pray with body. I'm praying with understanding of God's word. Sometimes when I'm going through something, I can pray prayer of supplication. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So it has been very beautiful for myself, and I hope it has been for you too. And I pray that, you know, by the end of this lesson, we will not just say we finished the lesson. We will not just say we went through the lesson and we finished it, but rather it will be a lifestyle, it will be a culture, it will be something that we will do actively. Imagine today's prophecy saying that, you know, the Lord wants to bring a measurement of the ark to us, and it's by how well we are able to pray, how well we are able to also stay on the word. Hallelujah. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. You know, when we see the price that is at stake, we would know the quality of prayers that we need to pray. Many people are still wondering, It's more than prayer. It's about holding on to something. We want to get something. We want to obtain something. Hallelujah. We are intentional about it. Hallelujah. So today we'll be looking at the prayer of casting your cares. We'll open to James 5:16. James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Matthew 18:18-20. Young believers class can go to their class. Matthew 18:18-20 says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Acts 4:24-31. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which had made the heavens and the earth and the seas and all that are in them is. Who by the mouth of thy servant David had said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against thy only child Jesus, whom thou art anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and with the people of Israel were gathered together, for to do whatsoever thy hands and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatening. Grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hands to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy only child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken, and where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Then chapter 12:5. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayers was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Hallelujah. Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma. Welcome to church. So the memory track for today, by God's grace in the last lesson, we learned that prayer of intercession are constructively made and framed prayers by a saint whose soul is established in a level of God's word, and from that understanding and advantage, stand in the gap for to plead the cause of another. Intercession is always made, not wished. It is not born out of coincidence, rather it's a deliberate plow of the intercessor before God. We explained last week how that intercession is two saints, or you are standing in agreement concerning another person or a group of people. Hallelujah. And you are standing on God's word. And we also mentioned how that, you know, everyone can intercede with whatever level you find yourself in. So it's not just until you become a father in the spirit before you can intercede for someone. Hallelujah. You can intercede on behalf of your brethren. You know, it is even possible you know a fault that, you know, somebody is going to, like Pastor Kilanko gave an example of, you know, walking, and he said that, you know, he had a lot of complaints. The person, definitely there's, you might see some infirmities of just talking and gisting it out. You know, and he mentioned in the pastor, and next, the pastor said, have you prayed about it? And he realized that actually, you've not even started praying about it, but you're complaining about it. So sometimes, you know, we can intercede from whatever level we are. You can stand in the gap and pray for your brethren, pray for a nation. Hallelujah. You know, there was a conviction that came to my heart from last night. I've been somewhere, when I think about Nigeria, I've never for once in my life ever thought of saying, I want to leave this country for any reason. If I want to leave this country, I just want to go and enjoy myself, go for vacation and come back. But yesterday, I had a heavy burden in my heart for prayers for Nigeria. You know, as I was still telling my husband this morning, I said, sweetheart, you know, and I was like, they are talking about killings of Christians and all of that, and we're just discussing in the house, and my husband is in the north. I was telling him that it's in the north that they are killing Christians, that they are not really killing Christians in the east, and he said, no, they won't kidnap, because they are kidnapping, they are killing people and all. I said, but they've not come to Lagos yet. But I said, Allah, Nijeko comes to Lagos. I said, that's it, go. That's the same way we're supposed to be praying for those people in those other places. You say, Allah, Nijeko was to Lagos. It's because they've not come to Lagos. That's why we are relaxed. That's the truth. That's why we are relaxed. We feel like, oh, okay. So I saw Donald Trump. I'm sorry. I saw the post and I saw our president, and I'm like, are you kidding? I said, yeah, can be raising pressure for, you know, it's high time we start praying for now. Instead of complaining, I said, at some point, I opened my mouth and I mentioned to my husband, I said, that we don't have visa, we don't have anything. She would not run together. And he just started laughing. And actually, he laughed, but in my mind, I'm like, it was funny. We're just trying to make a joke, but it's not funny. It's not funny. So, you know, somewhere, I've been carrying that burden. I've just got, we need to intentionally. I used to pray for Nigeria at some point. In fact, we had to form a group, prayer for Nigeria group. I don't know how many of us have, we prayed intentionally for Nigeria. But now, the burden has rested again. So we're not praying for Nigeria because we want things to be better. See, there's a lot at stake. God forbid, if they restrict you from coming out to your house, imagine during lockdown, we're doing church online. We were having services online. We couldn't go around. Do you know how many? Imagine if they cut technology. Now people are responding to Donald Trump post. Come and save us. So come and save. And I was just imagining what they did for Twitter. They cut down Twitter. And they were not like, imagine if they cut down Instagram. They cut down internet service. What do you want to do? We won't be able to stream. There's a lot that can happen. So I'm sorry I'm saying this. I'm not in the position to, but in our heart, in our closet, you know, instead of complaining about the nation, instead of complaining about how things are going on in the country, let's just raise prayers for this nation. It's a place that we are all staying. If we look at other nations too, in the US, they raise prayers for their nation. We even pray for those nations too. So we can pray for Nigeria. We can carry the burden and trust the Lord. And guess what? With all we've read concerning prayer, is ready to listen. I'm sure many people have questions that, we've been praying for Nigeria, we've been praying for Hong Kong, is anything changing? Nothing is changing. And you know, we just keep praying. Keep praying. And trust me, the Lord is hearing and is bringing answers to those prayers. The Lord help us in Jesus' name. Back to our our lesson. I'm sorry for diverting, but it was just something in my heart. And from that understanding, okay, so we talked about the prayer of intercession, how that you can, you know, stand in gap for someone, for people, for a nation, and, you know, trust that the will of the Lord will be done concerning their life. So today we'll be looking at casting your cares. 1 Peter 5:7. Praying for Nigeria too is one of my care right now, so I can cast it upon the Lord. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. This kind of prayer involves laying down one's burden before the Lord. Here we take the weight and load of our hearts and cast them upon the Lord in prayer. Unlike the prayer of faith, where we lay hold upon direct promises to address specific issues, yeah, we trust in the fatherly operation of God to handle naughty situation or cares that would have bothered our mind and stalled our progress in the obedience to the Lord. So casting your cares, the prayer of casting your cares upon the Lord, you are pointing out how it is doing you. How it's doing you. You are pointing it upon the Lord. You are pointing it in the place of prayer to the Lord. When something is in your heart that is heavy, there's a way you feel. You don't smile. Some people can smile, but their heart is heavy. So instead of carrying that heaviness, have you seen somebody that is carrying all those malam that used to carry water? That used to carry water on their neck. You know how it feels. You are just carrying the water. And sometimes your pace is not fast. Imagine those malam that say, how many of us know those malam? No man, where they carry that water? Can they run like that? If they hear gunshot, boom. Can you run? What's the first thing you would do? You first throw the water, then you run. Exactly what the Lord wants us to do. Cast that care. Because it's a weight. It's a body. When you carry it, you are not able to move. You are not able to take steps. Imagine carrying that heavy load. Then you now want to go. You want to go and get somewhere. You cannot. So scripture says that we should cast our cares. When they say cast, you are putting it down. Hallelujah. You are, Abby, what's the dictionary meaning for casting? Let's check. Okay, casting, it says an act of throwing something forcefully, like you are casting it out, you are throwing it, it's not my own. Do you understand? It says cast it upon the Lord. This is not my own. So you are pouring that thing on the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So sometimes when you are going through, no matter what the situation is, no matter how, in the scripture, they said, what is the English they used there? They said, naughty situation. Naughty, what's the name of, like, no matter how relevant it might seem, you know, there are some prayer points that you cannot tell Pastor David. When you tell him, you say, Pastor David will not look at me like I'm not spiritual. And yes, God is not looking at you like, I let Pastor David think that you are not spiritual. So God, don't form that you are spiritual. He knows your state. Cast it upon him. No matter the situation, you feel like this, no, cannot understand. If I go, they'll be laughing. I'll ask question, what Mama Henry? You'll be laughing in church. Yes, that's it. Cast it upon the Lord. Hallelujah. Cast it upon the Lord. And you know, it says he cares for you. So no matter how he's doing, no matter the situation, no matter how it feels, no matter how irrelevant it might seem, you are getting, I'm just getting, what am I getting? I'm reading, I'm doing everything. And he's looking like, and I say, trust the Lord. Cast it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Cast it. No matter how the situation might seem, very relevant, very weighty, very minute, very small, very, whatever the size of it, just cast it upon the Lord. The element of praying, of the element of the prayer of casting your cares, number one, it's a prayer that is based on trust in the Lord. Let's open to Psalm 55, verse 22. It says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Praise the Lord. You know, another thing is when you are putting that burden, imagine when you are carrying, like that malam that I mentioned now, carrying two water truck. When you put it down, how does the man, how do you think you, imagine yourself, you are carrying that and you put it, how do you feel? You feel lighter. You feel, in fact, you exclaim like, huh. Thank God. Like you feel relieved. That is how it is. Because you've trusted the fact that you already, you know, you've put that burden on something else. Something else is carrying it. But imagine if you've struggled to go and fetch that water. You've paid money to get that water. You now put it on probably a table that is not stable. You now put it there. Would you be comfortable? No, because somewhere your trust is not, this thing is not holding this water. After I've suffered, but when you are casting your care to the Lord, meaning that you trust the Lord. You know that he's capable to bear it. You know that he's capable to address it. Hallelujah. So one of the key elements of casting your care to the Lord is that you know, you trust the Lord. If you don't trust him, you cannot possibly put that care on him. You know, many times, the reason why we are even carrying that body, we carry it and we cannot go to the Lord is because we don't trust the Lord yet. Hallelujah. It's because you don't feel like the Lord will address it. You don't feel like the Lord will bring answers to it. So you just, let me just be kind. You just be carrying your face. Kilo share, what is wrong with you? You don't understand. Oh yeah, as you have carried your face, have you solved the problem? You trust yourself now. You've not solved the problem. So why don't you trust the person that is able to solve the problem? He might not bring answers right now. He might bring the answers in years' times. He might bring the answer now. But trusting him is what the Lord wants to see in the earth. Hallelujah. So imagine that scripture. It says, cast your burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee, and he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. So when you drop that water, you are relieved. You there's a rest. There's a peace that you enjoy because you've casted that burden upon the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's a song that it says, oh, how sweet to serve. Something about Jesus. Trust in Jesus. Hey, la 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 la. As in, there is a peace that you enjoy when you trust the Lord. You just know that if God be for me, who shall be against me? Like you, there's a comfort you get. That's what the prayer of casting of cares does. It gives you an assurance. There's a surety that you come to enjoy because you put that burden on the one that is able to bring solution or cater for the care. He said he cares for you. What does it mean for somebody to be caring? I know all these words, they are not sounding spiritual, Abby. You say, that sister is caring. She caring like Jenny. He said, boy, he cares for you. Praise the Lord. Please, can somebody check the meaning of care? Care. Feel concerned or interest. Attach importance to something. Imagine saying, they say, cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. Meaning that he attached importance to that burden that you are casting on him. It's not just, you know, there are times that you ask the situation, you just say, they will just put it under the carpet. He's not putting it under the carpet. He's putting pyro, this is my daughter, she's burdened about this thing, and he's attached to it. He's trying to ensure that this thing is actually not a burden for you again. That's how God is. Praise the Lord. We are not smiling. Praise God. How does it feel to hear that? It's not comforting. It's not encouraging. Okay. Like I say, now let me waka come. Praise God. As in, something has been disturbing. How many of you have something has been disturbing? And you just go and meet somebody. Maybe you go and meet somebody like a Pastor Shegun. And Pastor, this is how it happened. And you talk. And Pashek just says one thing. No worry. And somewhere you just feel relaxed. It's like that situation has not been resolved. Or that's the situation here. It might have not, the solution has not come visibly. Do you get? But the fact that you are able to release it and share it with him, there is a peace that you come to. That's the same way it should be when you talk to the Lord. And He's so certain. He said he cares for you. He attached so much importance to that body. So the first thing is to trust him. This prayer is a prayer of trust. You are solely devoted or anymore. Like I'm totally dependent on you. Without you, I can't do anything. Trust is the first thing. The second thing is the faith requirement for this kind of prayer is a higher kind of faith in the unseen hand of God and his supremacy over all that concerns you rather than upon the known promises of God that address specific needs. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. thought of peace and not of evil, even to give you an expected end. As in, the Bible is so full. Like, you imagine knowing that the thought he has towards you are thought of good, not of evil, to give you an expected end. There's a faith that should arise from your heart, because you know. Hallelujah. Maybe that's why the Lord was saying that, you know, we should, he was talking about water, how that we should learn the word. We should learn word. You know, when we are people of substance, some prayers, you will pray it with a reality, with a substance in heart. I know that the Lord cares for me. Hallelujah. I know that the thought he thinks towards me are thought of good, not of evil. Even if I'm currently going through a situation that looks like evil. Praise God. I know that the situation is looking like I'm going to die in it. Pastor TJ said something during, you know, listening to church. He said that the man of God declared that nobody shall die this year. He said, you know, Satan is very wicked. He's a wicked bastard. Forgive me. Praise God. That word, he will now come and say something against. He say, who told you? You are the one that is sick like that. You are, I'm going to different hospital. Trust the Lord. Hold the Lord by his word. Hallelujah. Hold the Lord by his word. See, in the Old Testament, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were about to throw them into the fire, what did he say? They said, we know that our God is able to save us. He is going to be the fourth man. Even if he does not, that does not neglect the fact that he's potent enough from saving us. Praise the Lord. So sometimes there are some stupid burden of, you know, there are some things that Satan just comes to shake us. Throw it away. Hallelujah. Because we know that there is one that we are holding on to. Or I'm holding on to God. Hallelujah. Papa Egan will come when Satan comes and he's bringing, he says, it's a family business. You don't have any, you first push him aside. You don't have any business here. Hallelujah. The third, he said, the predominant fruit of this form of prayer is peace in the heart and mind. The first thing you enjoy, it's just like a man that is carrying, you know, you're carrying that water and you drop it. You are relaxed. You are comforted. You are just like, that's the first thing you enjoy. You enjoy peace. Praise the Lord. Isaiah, let's open to Isaiah 26 verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. So for you to come into peace, you have to come into trust. You will trust in him that is able to save you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So imagine when you cast your care on him. You are dropping it because you know you trust him to handle it. Then you come into peace. But sometimes, because you don't trust him, when you drop it, you are still bothered. You say, hey, what if God does nothing? It's just like, let me make a very carnal example. The issue of marriage. As a brother, you receive a sister. This sister is the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh. What's the next thing you do? You cast it upon your pastor. Pastor Lady, Pastor Sheikh, Pastor Rose, this is what I feel in my heart. I feel like the Lord is leading me towards Sister Shalewa. And Pastor Lady says, okay, let's see. Let's give it time. I think I remember one example. I said, 1 year. It's 1 year. Somebody that asked question that after 1 year, what should I do? Praise God. You've casted it. You're already watching. You say, let's give it time. 1 year pass. 2 years. 3 years. You know, should I go and knock on pastor's door? Should I send him a message? Should I remind him? Maybe he has forgotten. Eh? Should I go and show my face? Let me just go and parade. Like Pastor Lee said, he was parading to in front of Pastor Emeka during that time. Actually, Pastor, you don't see me. Eh? Praise God. Then you now say, brother, going close to your body will be like, hey, this brother will come and collect the sister from you. Next thing you go there, bodyguard. What are you looking for? Who sent you? Praise God. Many times, you know, that's how we are. When we even bring prayers to the Lord, they're like, I've put it there, but you've not come to peace. Shebi, you are the one that said it's God that told you that this sister is. Leave it. It's God that said this. I mean, it's not God. It's not God. That's our project. You know, praise the Lord. It's God that said it. And let God. He said the word of God shall be tried. How many times? Then let the word of the Lord be tried now. Let it go through the fire. If it's actually the Lord, it will come. So many times when you have leading, you have leave it. Put the care upon it. Just leave it. In its time, it's the Lord that will bring it. I remember Pastor Larry's wife saying something during one of the sisters' meetings. She said that, you know, different people were talking marriage, and she made a statement. She said she was not really bothered about the husband she will marry, because all she just needed to do was, she says, she was focusing on being made. There's a way you are growing. There's a way that you are being formed. Wherever your spouse, wherever the bone of your bone is, it's because you are growing. There's something that needs to be connected. That thing will look for how you to come, and it will connect with you, no matter where the bed, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's UK, or whether it will come. And she said you should just focus. Same thing with casting your care. Just pour it upon the Lord. Trust Him. Trust Him. Some people are worried. I've been trusting Him. I've been trusting. You've not trusted Him enough. Trust Him more. Trust Him more. Spend your life as in reckless abandonment to Him. As in, you'll be so gone. You'll be so, like, you trust Him so much that people would have to call your attention that, are you sure you are serious about your life? When they start asking you that question, you know that you are doing something right. When they start telling you that, you are engaged, you are Lord of the Rings, you know that, yes, you are waiting upon something. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Cast the care and trust Him. You know, sometimes, and we need to even get to the point where you can see, I know that God got me. You know what I said? God got me. Like, you're like, what is the next thing for your life, by just that? You are resigning from a high-paid job. You don't have anything in mind. You know, normally, if you want to resign from your job, at least you should have gotten another employment. You know, that's the normal. You should have gotten another employment. You need to consider. But let's say, jail, a lot more, you know, all those legitimate is there. Is the salary? How many people are doing 9 to 5? As you collect your salary, is it enough to sustain you for the month, Abby? Stabby boys can sustain. Abby, it will sustain you for the whole month. It will sustain you, Abby. It as it's coming like this, in fact, before it comes, some people have already even spent it or something. So as it's coming, I need to clear some things. It's not your salary that will sustain you. Trust in the Lord. And I'm saying this for people that are thinking that, it's because I don't have a job. That's why I cannot do certain things. It's because I'm not collecting salary. That's why I cannot give. You know, some people think that you cannot even sow your seed because you don't have a regular income. So the little you have, you try to, let's manage it. I'm actually accounting. You calculate it for the, you know, coming times. Praise the Lord. Trust the Lord. He's more than capable to meet your needs. Beyond what you currently owe. We've seen people that, you see the story in the Bible, the widow, the last wine, she poured it on, she gave it to Elijah. And what happened? That is trust. You are able to give out of the little that you have, you are able to give it out. Praise the Lord. I know that, you know, even myself, I'm trusting the Lord to be totally surrender. Total surrender. That's it. Even when you trust the Lord, Him is just ringing in my head. Hallelujah. Prayer of agreement. Matthew 18:18-20. We read it already. So the prayer of agreement is one which two or three saints raise a petition to heaven towards other specific issues. While this petition could also be prayed individually, the prayer of agreement activates a kind of upgrade or ramping up of the power brought to bear upon the issue being prayed about, to either make up the deficiency of individual faith or to deal with the enormity of the issue. So prayer of agreement is when two or more people come together and you are praying. You are praying concerning a situation, concerning issues. Hallelujah. And you are trusting, because sometimes it might be just to strengthen the other person. So you might not have enough faith to pull you through a pastor. And you can call your brother. You can call your sister. I remember Pastor CJ talking about it, that you have brothers. You have sisters. And you cannot run to them. In fact, he said the first set of people that should be able to agree together is husband and wife. There is power that is potent in the prayer of couples. When you see that, you and your husband, you kneel down and you pray. It's like the heavens will just open over it. Then they talk about brethren that are staying together. You are staying together with a brother. You will not pray with your brother that is in the house. Yeah, you will be calling somebody in my 12th. Somebody in the Rao. Somebody in Shangisha. To help you. Somebody in Canada. Somebody in UK. That one can carry the body for you. Praise God. He said you start with, you know, the people that you you are living. He said your household, start from there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you know, he also mentioned out that, you know, that there's a particular grace, you know, to pray on a particular, on a lighter load. Say, imagine the person's name is that brother Adura or sister Adura. When you see this person, the person can scabash, you know, instead of you to go out, Mosadio, I beg, come and pray for me. As I am like this, I did die. You will not be kind, what was our own self? Every small thing, are you the only one in church? Even got me to praying. You are envious of the person. Instead of you to hold on to the grace and use it. He said, coming together of what every joint supplies. She has something to supply. You better get, come closer and get what she has to supply. Praise the Lord. He said, we should provoke one another to good works. You are seeing somebody that can pray. You are seeing somebody that you can trust. You are seeing somebody that you can get virtues from. Instead of you to run to that person, you now, I'm so sorry. Hope I'm not sounding too harsh. Instead of you to run to the person, you say, well, me say, I'm spiritual. I mean, no money substance. Money substance. My dear, if you need help, that's why we call ourselves brethren. There's no need to pretend to yourself. Oh, there's no need. There are times that me, I have questions. I know people I used to send questions. I will send you to this person. I'll send you to this person. I'll send you to this person. Oh yeah, Kilewi, what do you think? And we'll check it together. That's what brethren are for. I can't send it to my colleagues in work. Who do they want to advise me? I have sisters. I have brothers. I have them all around me. I'm shy. Or you want to, because you have a frame. You want a frame. You want them to look at you with a particular mind. You are not able to pour out those things to them. You are cheating yourself. I won't lie to you. Let me give one example. I know I've shared it sometimes. When I was staying in Pastor Shegun's house with Jumoke and Mommy Delight, we sat down. Three of us. I know that's a family thing. People said this story many times. We sat down. We had different issues that we were trusting the Lord for. We sat down. In fact, as we were reading this prayer, as I was reading this Sunday school, the example came to my mind again. Me, my own was my wedding date. Praise God. You know, we said, no matter how non-spiritual it is my sin, we sat down. I raised that prayer to the Lord. We held each other's hands. Mommy Delight answers came. Few weeks after, my answer came. Few weeks later, Joaquin's answer came. And the Lord said to them, but till today, I use that prayer, that example, as an example to the brethren in my house. You can call your brothers. You can call your sisters. See, this is what I'm going through. This race is not a one-man monopoly. You cannot do it alone. You can't. And don't let Satan cheat you from getting blessings that you are supposed to learn. If you go to communities, you see some other sheepfold. There's a knitting brothers and sisters have together. That's the same knitting you should have with the brethren. In Ikorodu Church, you are in this church, and you don't have anybody as your friend. The people you call your friend are people that are in your office. Check yourself. The people you share your body with, the issues that are disturbing you, are people that are in your neighborhood, your neighbor in your house. You go to your neighbor's house, say, ma joke, ma imagine, say, eh, mo te mo, koto shele, si mi gon, eh, kiniko, kiniko. Check it. Your brothers, your sisters, those are the first people you should run to. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And there is power in it because God will be there. He says, where two or three are gathered in my name, what happens? There I am. So imagine when two or three of you come together, you hold each other's hand. But it doesn't have to be physical. It can be online. We used to have different groups, different prayer groups as brethren. Praise God. And you have your own group, special three. Maybe that's the name of your group, special three. But what you are doing there is not really talking rubbish talk. You are talking about substances, about life. Imagine having a group where you are trusting the Lord that God, we want eyes of understanding to be enlightened. You've been talking about the throne. I don't understand. And you have a group of people, like three people or four people. And you people just say, okay, Papa Egan prayed for eyes of understanding, prayer for 6 months. Imagine having that kind of group and you are praying for understanding. You want to break through. You want understanding. You want to lay hold on inheritance. And you keep praying. Tell me God will not answer that prayer. The prayer of agreement activates a kind of upgrade. We've read that. This is a loving provision made by God to help us to help others and also to be helped in our faith journey. Element of the prayer of agreement. Number one, the prayer of agreement can either be a supplication, it can be an intercession, even a prayer of faith. So, if you are praying prayer of agreement, you can pray all the other types of prayers that, you know, we talked about. You can pray supplication, you can pray intercession, you can pray prayer of faith. Hallelujah. As the name implies, all parties involved have to be in perfect agreement in one another on specific prayer points. So, imagine you are coming together, or probably you are trusting God for, you know, you are trusting God for provision. Now we are talking about sowing into EGFM land, and different prophecies have been coming about money. Money. It sounds very not spiritual. Yeah, do you know that they said that jobs are going to come, businesses are going to come, and you are doing business, and business have not come. You are doing everything. The word has gone. You can't. You and your sister are doing two business. Oh Lord, please. We are not doing it because we want to, we are trying to be covetous, or there is a purpose. We are trying to sow for a land. Hallelujah. So as the business is coming, we know that the essence of this is for this purpose. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can stay together and pray. Oh Lord, bring the contracts. Bring the business. Bring the jobs. You know that you are supposed to change your job. It's not coming true. You can pray. Praise God. You can hold the hands of your brother. See, my faith is not carrying me again. Let me join my faith. And you know, when you are doing prayer of agreement, the parties involved, your faith needs to measure up. This thing, imagine Papa Edeboye, Bishop Oyedepo. He said, 2 months, too much. He got the faith, and everybody received that grace, and they all went with it. Pastor Tayo also mentioned it in School of the Spirit on Thursday. He said it. He said there was a particular project that they just finished. That people gave their blood. He said they gave their blood because they had gotten substance. So if you are praying prayer of agreement, you should have the same level of faith. You are holding on to something. All of you are on the same pedestal. You are trusting this thing, it will come to pass. Hallelujah. I can bet you God will answer that prayer. God, try it. He said the word of God was tried. It was tried. You can try it. Hold your sister. After this meeting, look for brother, sister. Two of you, see. How far? Let's meet. Let's hold her. I'm not saying that you should go to a brother's house as a sister. Oh, praise God. You can connect. Pray and trust God concerning the situation. Dear God, see it. If he will not bring the answer. Is in his word. Hallelujah. There is enough faith potential in a single believer to lay hold on every one of God's finished work promises. However, at the beginning of faith work, saints will sometimes need assistance on holding on to faith in place of prayer. This is one of the reasons for the prayer of agreement. So also, there are times that you might not have enough faith, you know, in certain level of God's word. For example, you don't even have understanding about, yes, hallelujah. You don't have enough faith concerning some of the things that are being said. Probably you are going through a particular illness, and you know, the word of the Lord has come and said nobody should die. And Satan is tormenting you with the word, saying that you will die. You know, you can call your brother, your sister, and trust the Lord so that your faith can be built. You will stay and pray. You will pray through, and you will see that thing will just lift. I remember there was a time they came to tell me that in the spirit of death wandering over my. I will not lie to you. During that period, there were different scenarios that actually played out. But me, I knew that I was not going to die. And why? Because I had brethren. Immediately I got out, I sent, you know, sometimes you might think you have faith. Then when situations start coming, you're like, hey, are you sure this world is not going? They told me you're going to die. And they said, I want big boy like this. I was carrying my, then later I had accident. And you know, there were some people I called. I called one of, you know, our pastors then. And he said, see, that birthday, they said I shouldn't celebrate my birthday. I should not be doing tea. Low key. That I should not make noise. Mark Pariwo. Cut us off. Mark Pariwo. Shama Shane. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, I won't do anything. I called, he said, that birthday, we'll celebrate it. We'll Pariwo. And nothing will happen to you. That birthday, that's the surprise birthday I've ever had, that, you know, was, I had almost 3 cakes or 4 cakes. It was the chapel, University of Lagos, chapel. Everybody, I'm like, and I did not know one thing about it. It just happened. They surprised me because, you know, I don't even know why they planned that surprise birthday. I don't know, maybe it's the person I told that, but it happened. And I did not die.
I heard her say, I did not die. I'm still here. And I will not die. I will live to declare the glory of the Lord. I have my pastors. I have Rebecca Ede. I have Pastor Lai. I have Pastor Rose. You cannot. You can't fool me. Hallelujah. So sometimes when you feel like, Satan is already trying to get you, look for brethren. Hold them like the sea. This is what Satan is telling me. There was a time too. Eddie eating. They say, and Satan started telling me that you that shouted Eddie living. Is this sickness that will kill you? Satan told me, I call Pastor Ayo. Pastor Ayo, imagine. See what Satan is telling me. Satan, Pastor Ayo said, you just laugh. He said, because you're already winning some victories. You know how many things Satan has told me? All right, nothing will happen to you. And even if I held it, nothing will happen to me. Nothing. You look for people, look for brethren, hold each other. Pastor Ayo, you know how many things Pastor Ayo has dealt with? People that have cancer, people that have this, and you're standing, and there's nothing wrong. What have I done? Nothing. Praise God. So some issues require the prayer of agreement, not because the individual saints cannot believe God, but because a season is upon such a saint to learn or discern spiritual relationship and discern the body. So sometimes the reason why you have prayer of agreement might be because some seasons are around you. Hallelujah. There are times that, you can perceive that there's supposed to be a change in your life. Probably you need to get married or you need to change your job. You can actually come in agreement. There are times that even your spiritual authority would acknowledge that you are supposed to marry. Okay? This marriage has been hovering around you, over you, And sometimes you might not even be able to pick it. You just say, okay, go and meet Pastor this, go and meet this, and pray about it. Pray together. So that can be one of the reasons why you should, pray prayer of agreement. So the enormity of the issue requires more than one saint praying. In situations where, the situation is big, only one person cannot pray. There are times that, imagine a particular situation and it's just one person that is knocking door. You just, all this iron door. And you just go and you do like this. You will not hear. But if you carry stick, you carry wood, different people are knocking, they will hear. So sometimes situations like that, you need more than one person to pray. That's why we can also mention prayer. We can also require prayer of agreement. Prayer of agreement is a prayer, not agreeing in wishing. There are times that you mention, like Pastor Kilanko said last week that, there's something you gotta meet your brother that I need prayer. I used to just say, myself, I need prayer. I will just move on like that. We used to do it for ourselves very well as brothers. Hey, me go money that dura, be more. But she more. I remember, just one joke. I remember there was a day we went to ShopRite and we just saw ShopRite was empty. Like I was wondering that what's going on? Is this ShopRite? I had to do video. So I now saw one of the staff. One guy just went to me saying that, Oga, what's going on with this ShopRite? Then I didn't even know that they had, I just asked him. That's that the guy just started lamenting. Me, as I did like this, I did all right. And the guy is like, I just punched something. And he started talking, and he was not even scared. Maybe CCTV camera is looking at him. He was, has everything, go pay vendor, go get girl. Why would it crash? Why was that? At some point, I was looking for my husband. My husband was just dragging my, who said you? We're looking for, how to. So prayer of agreement, that's just on a lighter note. Sometimes it's not just wishing it. So when somebody comes to meet you, that this is a situation that I want you to actually agree with me. Don't just ignore it. Don't just wish it out. Say, myself, I'm wishing that you pray. Mm-mm. Instead, let's put action to it. Say verb. Verb is always an action word. I need pray. Let's be praying. It's an action word. You need to put an action to it. Okay, you want us to pray. No problem. How do you want us to go about it? Do you want us to be meeting online, maybe when we come back from work, it's not just, how are you, sister? Oh yeah, and you just move. No. Hallelujah. 6, you cannot agree with someone in prayer based on beyond your faith capacity. So you can't agree with someone in prayer beyond your, if you don't say your faith, no carry a kind of prayer, look for somebody faith, wait here. Eh? Praise God. So the prayer of agreement is not a substitute to believing God personally in the place of prayer. So also, it's not a substitute because you have people that are agreeing with you, in the place of prayer. It does not mean that you just pour it to them. I have people that already agree. Hallelujah.
So the last one, united corporate or congregational prayer. We all know this. Praise God. After welcoming first time, I will stand up as a church. We'll pray together. You know, they will lead prayers. That's congregational prayer. So united prayers refers to prayer offered collectively as a church. It is one of the form of prayer pointed out in scriptures for believers to engage in. If the effectual prayer of just one righteous man availeth much, and the coming together of two or three brings Jesus into their midst, it is near unimaginable how much would be wrought by the coming together of saints in united prayer. There, the Lord has commanded the blessing. The coming together of saints of God in prayer is a power activity that it brings to bear upon the earth and the will of heaven. Hallelujah. This particular congregational prayer, there's something the Lord taught me about it. I remembered when I was in school. Those times, you are tired because after going through the day work, you just feel like, oh, there's no need to come. Like, you can just, did we have streaming? I'm not sure we really did streaming, but you just feel like, there's no need to come. Let me just stay at home and rest. And, you know, there was a day the Lord came to tell me, he said that, see, even if you are tired, just drag that your body. Go there. Imagine somebody like Pastor Moses, Mombiodu, Pastor Laide, Pastor, they have angels that are assigned to them. Everybody. Pastor Emeka, Mommy Lillian, all their angels, they are all there. Everybody's gathered. And we are lifting up prayers. Ha! We are lifting up, like, it's, you say we are encompassed with so great a cloud of witness. The prayer is a mighty prayer that we are praying because we have people that are coming with substances, gathering together. Whatever you pray on that ground, that's what they call holy ground. You are coming to a place of an holy ground, and you should take it like that. You know that the Lord, those prayers are potent because the people that you are praying with, they are people with different calibers of authority. Staying in your house or praying alone by yourself might not be able to change some certain course. Hallelujah. So congregational prayers, there's power in it. Hallelujah. There is power in congregational prayer. Imagine everybody. Sometimes when you're in your house or even three people praying together, and you cannot compare it. Imagine a church, all of us, everybody, you're not coming with your different ministry spirit, coming together, praying. There's power in it though. It said it's a powerful activity that brings to bear on earth and the will of heaven. Element of united prayers. This prayer also could be supplication. We see it in Act 4, intercession, praise and worship, giving of thanks, or even the prayer of faith. As we are praying as a congregation, there are many things that the Lord solves. Even worship, as they're doing prayers of praise and thanksgiving, there is power that, you know, many times, there are people that even receives answers to personal prayers, even from worship. In worship, you see people break down and miracles happen. Meaning that they are not ordinary. They are not ordinary. The Lord is there. So everything we are doing in church, yeah, it's not for activity. We're not just doing it to mark attendance. You know, that's why our heart needs to be committed to it. I remember in Charity Pavilion when Mommy Dupe, she said that during worship time, now once worship starts, let's begin to give thanks to the Lord. Then, and before you know it, everybody just start going outside church. We're going outside church. Why? You want to go and gist, you want to go and eat, you want to go and do all sorts, you know, and you just feel like worship is not so important. Then when it's time for the word, everybody will not come in. Yes, that's what is important. No. No, it's not right. Because you are worshiping the God of the earth. Hallelujah. And there is a reference our heart needs to possess. Sometimes, if you know you really, really need to eat, there is a way you will eat and you will be rushing as you are eating. But you are eating, you go again, you just, because there is no regard. You don't know the person that you are coming to worship. Hallelujah. So in any congregational activity, there is power in it. And guess what? God is looking at you. Beyond the word that you are coming to listen, the prayers that we are praying, when they say pray, many times it's like they are just staring. Can't you just open your mouth and let's pray? As prayer is being raised, flow with it. Because you want to bring something down. Hallelujah. It's not every time that, you know, we have to be whining, opening prayer. Everybody is just going about and we're just trying to gather people. We're not supposed to be gathering people. Your heart is supposed to be connected. Hallelujah. Congregational prayer uniquely affords the saint access to pray from a pedestal in the spirit, from where the church of the living God wields tremendous authority, the place of unity in the spirit. Also, imagine unity in the spirit. Everybody is coming together. You are pulling. It says that, what's the name? That scripture in Matthew. It says, because of our continual coming. So imagine a whole church. It says, one shall put 10,000, one shall put 1,000 to flight, and 10 shall put, two shall put 10,000 to flight. So imagine, how many are we in this church? Imagine about 300 people. I don't know if we're up to 300 currently, but imagine 300 people. How many will we put to flight? How many? Do the mathematics now. Praise God. 3 million, Abby. You will put a lot to flight. Hallelujah. So the reason why we've not even gotten answers in many regards, even while praying for you, because we've not come together in unity. That's Bishop Oyedepo. Imagine coming out to the church saying, 2 months is too much. A grace came on the church and they came in unity. As in, it was not something that he was carrying alone as a burden. It's not something that Pastor Lady alone should carry as a burden. There are certain prayer points. They tell Pastor Happy, okay, this is what we should pray about. And we come together. We should all take that burden and pray it through. Hallelujah. It should not be a burden that Pastor Lady only prayer unit, prayer department, say, we are all supposed to lift them up in that prayer. Hallelujah. Until the burden lifts. Praise God. I'm sorry that I'm sounding this way, but praise God. When praying corporately, praying aloud is permitted, and that we draw strength to engage our soul more than when we hear the voice of our brethren raised in prayer. This one, when we are praying, you say, oh yeah, let's stand up. Pastor TJ said, I'm repeating what Pastor TJ said, open your mouth and shout. Praise God. You don't pray in your mind. Pastor TJ said that he knows that, you know, in you are spiritual giant. You don't need to make noise. You don't need to make noise when you are in your personal prayer life. You don't need to, you can, that you and Jesus, you understand yourself. Jesus is in your prayer. I understand. But when you're in the church, when they say stand up, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Don't pray with your mind. Don't pray with your head. Don't pray with your thinking. Open your, let all of us begin our voice. If you hear broken shaba gaba, you top shaba, let everybody be saying shaba shaba. As we hear shaba shaba, God will answer the prayer because he's hearing the voices. And from there, your heart would also pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can we shout, open your mouth and pray? May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Can we just pray a little before we
Ebere banabada stefene galiate, manda brando stefele barabaneata baragalia susufere banasta, rambaneka, randa barabana stefereba, o zabarabalia tafarabania garakasoselenda, ere banabado stefele galia kasosanea, aranea tefene galia tu frenda la barabanaste, ura banasia lagada barabanaste fere galiata, Ore banabadu stefere galiaka sosananda. Oh, thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's just like those 30% of people answering. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can we appreciate our teacher this morning? Thank you very much, ma. Please, we can do better. Let's appreciate her. Thank you very much, ma, you know, for the lesson. Hallelujah. You know, just, you know, to round up, we started with talking about casting your cares. Hallelujah. You know, I feel that many of us, we don't understand. I think, well, maybe some of us, because of African parents' mentality. There's a way we see father. You understand? Then we don't, you know, we don't. I remember one of my former colleagues posted on our status that Why do parents find it hard to apologize to their children? And I responded, so I said, it is ego. All of us, we have ego. And like, I said, yes, it's ego. You know, sometimes I find, even particularly myself, I find it hard. Maybe scolding my daughter wrongly, and I want to apologize. You just stay here, and you don't want to. Okay, just tell her that you are sorry. And it's good for them to also learn that their parents can also say sorry, and they can also be on that end. So now the reason I'm saying that is many of us, we don't, that thing of love between a father and a child, especially, we don't fully understand it. And yeah, many of us, what we understand by father is once we hear the horn, everybody clears in the sitting room. Hallelujah. How many of us understand that, when we see, when we watch movies abroad and we see teenagers abroad, discussing, relating with their parents, some of us be like, but now we've moved that also to God. Because if we understand how much God actually loves us, being our father, something will not happen to you and you go and tell an outsider first. Hallelujah. Praise God. You will not be burdened and you will go and meet an outsider and you will not meet your father. Why? Because you understand the love that your father has for you. Amen. So many of us, one thing that we must be assured of is the love that God has for us. We must be assured of that love. Don't think of African father, parents kind of love. That the way they will apologize to you is to maybe give you extra meat. You understand? We just give you extra meat and, just as a way of apology. But we must understand that God loves us. Say that God loves me. You are not saying it. Say that God loves me. Tell your neighbor that God loves me. We must understand that love. You see, just permit me to use this example. I think I was on LinkedIn the day before yesterday or so. I was just checking LinkedIn and, I saw, I can't remember her name now. One of the Dola's daughters, I think, the one that used to be a DJ, I can't remember her name now. Yes. So she was talking about how she and her dad, the relationship between her and her dad. And she was talking about that even though they live in different parts of the world, we are different part of city, but they live in different part of the world and they still get to talk every day. And she was talking about love. And now, let's just assume all of that is true. Now, you see that kind of daughter, the way, her father is powerful, being a wealthy man, and, the love that she described, in that, I don't know if, but the love that she described in that post, as it were. Now, tell me, if anything is wrong with that lady, she will call her father to tell her father. She cannot be burdened with something and not talk to her father, because they even talk every day. That's one of the wealthiest man in Africa, as it were. Now, also, I'm telling us that why? Because she has a confidence of the love that the father has for her. She knows that this man can do anything for me. The way she was describing him, describing the dad, describing their relationship, you know that there's something here. So we also, as believers, we must understand, and we have, our father is not the richest man in Africa. In short, to even qualify our own father by the riches of the earth is wrong. It's just wrong. You understand? It's belittling him, as it were. And we must understand that he also has the power to do these things. You must understand that he loves you and he has the power to do them. So let's not, as believers, we must have that love. We must have the knowledge and understanding that God loves us. Because if you know that your father loves you, it would be very weird if my daughter, 3 years old, she's just crying and worrying that about her school fees. I mean, come on. Do you understand? Just imagine you see my daughter crying and rolling on the floor, and you ask her, what's the problem? And she tells you that, I don't know how to pay my school fees. I don't know. You don't need to come and tell me. It's you that you will tell her what is wrong with you. Come on, will you stand up? What are you doing? Do you understand what I'm saying? Why? Because it is not for her to worry. It is not for her to even take thought. And many of us, we should be innocent from those kind of troubles. She's very innocent. She cannot worry about school fees. You know, it's knowledge that for us is knowledge of things that has made us to be worried about many things. You know, you are worried about this one. Ah, this thing happened to this person. I went down to this person. This is the way the person's life went. This one happened to this person. No, we must be innocent about those things and just let love, the love that, you know, God has for us, let it overshadow our hearts. Let it overshadow our mind. Hallelujah. Are we together? Praise God. So we must just understand that God loves you. God's love for us is not what we do. Hallelujah. It's not, okay, you are this, maybe because I did this. No, God is a nature in God. It's not something that, you know, God does not love sin. That's understandable. You understand? We all know that. God does not love sin. He does not condone sin. You know, but you as a person, God loves you. He wants you to, you know, he wants you to live a righteous life. But even while you are not, because even scripture says that even while we were yet sinners, he loved us and he died. Jesus Christ died for us. While we did not even know anything, while we were far away, he loved us and he gave himself for us. That is love. Now, talk more of when we are now born again and even walking in the path of righteousness. So we should be assured of that love. So we have no need to be thinking, oh, this is happening. We should cast that care. And he's even telling you, you know, just like, cast the care upon, as in, give me the care. I want to take care of it. I want to have it. Hallelujah. We should learn, anytime, you know, cares come to us, we should learn to automatically direct it to the Lord in our hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, and then, you know, we talked about, you know, the prayer of agreement. You know, prayer of agreement. You know, I think one of the things that hits me the most is, you know, when a brother comes to meet you for something, you know, comes to discuss something with you, and all that, you know, let's not, you know, like, you know, Pastore was saying, he's not saying that, then people will not be doing competition of who has the biggest problem. Ah, even me too. I don't know what has been happening. No, and then, okay, even if you discuss all of that, so what next? So what will happen next? So after, okay, then you know, sometimes, brethren, we want to seem as if we are the one, you know, your brother is telling that this is happening to me, then you want to tell him that, oh, me, I have more problem than you. Then we'll not be doing problem competition. My problem is bigger than your problem. No, my own problem is bigger than your problem. My problem is, if you see my own problem, you've not even seen anything. You are not going through anything. If you know the one I'm going through, no, we should. You don't, your brother is coming to meet you, your sister is coming to meet you. That's not the time to show that you have a bigger problem. That's the time for you to pray and agree with the person. Hallelujah. So even if you now, both of you have to lay, you know, talk about, you know, whatever it is that is happening, then both of you should still pray. You know, two or three, pray together. Agree. Even, you know, and it's prayer of agreement is not, one thing you must also know is that prayer of agreement is not 5 minutes prayer. Oh, let's just quickly agree. We agree in the name of Jesus. And then, no, that's not the end of prayer of agreement. Prayer of agreement, like we said in this study, this can be intercession. This can be 1 hour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's not a prayer of agreement. Okay, let's pray a prayer of agreement. No, when we say let's pray a prayer of agreement, everybody just pray. In 2 minutes, we are done. We pray, we agree over this thing. In the name of Jesus, it is done. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. No, prayer of agreement, it can be 1 hour. It can be for 2 hours. While that one too is good, do you understand? It can be an intercession. It might not even be for both of us. We might just be both of us are agreeing and interceding from something else, or we are supplicating for something else. It can take as long as the answer needs to come. And it can also be short. Hallelujah. So we should be, and it should be common amidst us. You know, you should be able to walk up to your brother, you should be able to talk to your sister, and you should be able to pray together. Pray together. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, pray together. We should pray together. We are not telling your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, we should pray together. You know, we should pray together as believers. You know, and, you know, lastly, you know, the prayer of congregation. You know, Pastor Ray also mentioned it. Prayer of congregation is not, you know, even from prayer, from 8 a.m. prayer. You know, we say service starts by 8 a.m. Hallelujah. I got here honor before 8 a.m. Raise your hand. Oh no. Yes, I got here before 8 a.m. Raise your hand. Oya. I want to see our hands. I got here not before 8 a.m. Raise your hand. Very few of us. Do you understand? Very few of us. Service starts by 8 a.m. Part of our service is corporate prayer, which starts by 8 a.m. It's not to fill in the gap. The 8 to 8:30 prayer is not your catch-up, so that we use it to wait for people to come. So that when people come, then, you know, so at least so that we use it to wait, then we'll not start Sunday school. Just for people to come. No. 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. prayer is not to wait for people to come. Maybe we used to pray congregational prayer. So that one, this one is just to wait so that everybody will gather by that time. We'll gather ourselves, gather our thoughts, you know, and walk us through. We'll use that time. Things that should have been said before 8 a.m. That's when, you know, okay, I have excuse at least. I'm doing something. I'm working. And then we'll not be doing it. No. That's not the time for it. Hallelujah. That is the time for us as a congregation to pray. We are to generate power. If the prayer of one man can be effective, then imagine the prayer of all of us in church. Imagine what our prayers can do if we are all together. We pray 8 a.m. to 8:30, and even during the service when we are praying together, all of us were still. Imagine we have this crowd by 8 a.m. and we are praying. Just, you would help the utterance of Sunday school, because we would have generated enough anointing and enough grace for Sunday school and for the rest of the service. Hallelujah. So we just see, you know, this prayer series is something that we all must, you know, wherever you have correction to make, you know, we should make it and adjust. That is what it means to respond to the word. And I trust that the Lord will help us to do the same. Can we give thanks to God for this morning's Sunday school? Let's bless the name of the Lord. I want us to pray. Arabana baraba sushufere galiata
erebanaste. We trust that this message has been a source of blessing to you. For a wealth of similar messages, please visit our website at www.ikorodu.nlwc.church or feel free to contact us at 0703-576-0085. You can also reach out to us via WhatsApp at the same number. May God's blessings continue to abound in your life.